get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
The year was 1968. America was torn by opposition to the Vietnam War, the countercultural revolution, and the deaths that year of Bobby Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At Tallahassee's Florida State University, there were protests, many led by radical Jack Lieberman. There was a student occupation of the president's office and other expressions of on-campus rage and dissent. Into this maelstrom of strife came a newly minted economics teacher from the University of Washington named James Gwartney. He says he was essentially oblivious to the tumult swirling around him.
I was focusing on my research and developing a record that would get promotion and tenure, and I came with the idea, we'll go and see, stay 2 or 3 years and see how it works out. And here I am here 50 years later.
Actually, it didn't take Gwartney long to put himself firmly in the spotlight as a subject matter expert of national consequence.
I did undertake the writing of a Principles of Economics text about 4 years after I had arrived at FSU, and that has consumed a great deal of my career. That book is now in its 16th edition. It's been quite an experience, and I am honored by the fact that literally hundreds of thousands of students, at least a few hundred thousands of students, have used the book through the years, not only, of course, here, but at a lot of other schools.
That accomplishment alone would have given Gwartney entree to many high-powered posts in the public or private sector, and indeed he has often been tapped to provide economic expertise to many organizations, including the Heritage Foundation. He actually was lured away from Tallahassee for a time.
And actually, I did spend a couple different segments away from FSU, one in 99 and 2000 in Washington, D.C., and I can tell you that Tallahassee has a much better place to raise a family than Washington, D.C. would be.
Certainly, given the many changes in the world over the intervening years, the economic landscape for this country and the planet in general must also have changed, right? Professor Gwartney thinks not.
I certainly don't think the basic laws of economics have changed, that economics and prosperity is still about getting the institutions right. And by institutions, I'm talking about the things like the legal system for enforcement of contracts and protection of property rights, things like a monetary policy where you can count on the fact that the inflation rate is going to be low, and having a minimal amount of barriers to trade, both domestic trade and international trade.
But even if the laws of economics remain intact, today's students must surely be very different than those who flocked to Gwartney's classes in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. For his part, the professor refuses to be seduced by the siren song of nostalgia.
Some of the national polls indicate that students are leaning very much towards socialist ideas and things of that sort. And I guess there is some statistical evidence that that is true nationwide. But something that's often overlooked is students also have a highly favorable viewpoint toward entrepreneurship. It makes it a kind of a mixed bag, if you like. Students have a far more favorable view of entrepreneurship than their views of either socialism or capitalism. I think that's a very positive trend.
And it is that very appeal of both teaching and in turn being taught by those students that has Professor James Gwartney dismissing any thoughts of imminent retirement.
I really enjoy the interaction with students. I find them very open to new ideas and just a joy to interact with. And as long as that's the case, I'll probably keep teaching.
Good news indeed for future generations of students, Florida State University, and the entire discipline of economics. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.